All right, welcome to another edition of the show. You're tuned into Live Free Die Radio right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, also being simulcast on the TruthNet Radio Network. My name is Lee Rogers. I'm your host, and today is February 7th, 2008. And if you'd like to check out my website, let me just give it out real quick, roguegarment.com. And what I try to do on roguegarment.com is I try to post as much news as I can pertaining to the New World Order and our fight against these criminals. So I encourage you to check that out. Also check out other fine sites I'm associated with, like blacklistnews.com, intelstrike.com, and thought-criminal.org. Just wanted to give a quick plug out to those sites as well. Now, today I don't have as much news as I usually do. I just got back from delivering this speech for my capstone class that I'm taking for my this graduate program that I'm pursuing. I'm trying to get my master's degree in computer science, and I think I freaked them out completely today. Because what I did is I did an analysis of Bill Joy's article, Why the Future Doesn't Need Us. And I had all these people look at me like I had 10 heads. It was crazy. It was insane. I was telling them how these futurists and these top computer scientists envision a future within the next 50 years where artificially intelligent beings will actually get to the point where they may actually replace us. This is what these futurists are saying. Ray Kurzweil, among others. And if you haven't read Bill Joy's article, this was published in Wired Magazine in the year 2000. I strongly encourage you to check it out because it's really a stark reminder that as all this technology continues to advance, we have to ask the questions, are we a society that can handle this advanced technology from a spiritual and a moral level? We also have to ask, what are the consequences of this advanced technology that we're developing? It's a very interesting article. And, you know, I mean, you look at some of the stuff these people are trying to create. Artificial intelligence. You see this. You see where this is going when you see unmanned aerial vehicles in the military. You see these drones. And that's going to get to the next level where you just have artificial intelligence driving all of these vehicles, planes, military aircraft, and everything else. Not to mention you also have the hive mind system that DARPA has admitted that they're trying to create, a worldwide mind system. And you can go on and on, looking at all this technology that these people are trying to create. But the thing that's really sick about this whole thing is the fact that there's a tiny elite that wants to control all this advanced technology. And they want to use it to enslave us. And it's really a horrible, horrible thing. And that's why we have to fight the New World Order and ensure that these people do not gain a monopoly over this technology. Because they will use the life extension technology. They will use all of this advanced technology to further their goals. And when they have all this technology, we'll be useless to them. We'll be like domesticated animals. It's horrible to think about, but that's what the future holds. But anyway, we're going to cover some news. We're going to talk about Mitt Romney suspending his presidential campaign. And we got all sorts of our police state news, Big Brother news, all sorts of ridiculous stuff. So stay tuned right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and we'll cover it all coming up. Stay tuned.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey, everybody. This is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
All right, welcome back to the show. Welcome back. And, yeah, I mean, when I delivered this speech, I had some PowerPoint slides up on the screen, and, you know, I just kept going into how these people envision a future in which humans might not even be a part of that future. And I tell you what, I mean, these people, they just look freaked out. And I didn't mean to freak them out. I think the professor actually liked my presentation, but the rest of the class, they look dumbfounded with what I was trying to tell them. Basically, what we're seeing here is we have a situation where technology is advancing at rapid levels. And if you look at Moore's Law, now Moore's Law, this is a term in computer science. It basically dictates that every 18 months, technology will double. Okay, and we're on track to do that easily for the next 30 or so years, if not longer, because technology continues to advance. New technology comes out, which makes it possible to double the existing technology, and so on and so on. And Bill Joy, who wrote this article, as did a lot of other people who are involved with the futurist and the transhumanist agendas, all right? These people firmly believe that within the next 40 or 50 years that we will either merge with technology, that the technology will replace us. One of these things is going to happen. Ray Kurzweil believes somewhere between 2040 and 2050, I don't have the exact dates in front of me, but somewhere within that time frame, within my lifetime, assuming I don't die prematurely, but sometime in my lifetime, we will see a situation where we'll have singularity. And in that singularity, you will see machines become more intelligent than human beings. Now, if we have a bunch of lunatics controlling this advanced technology, these elites that run the New World Order, they will use this technology to kill everybody because they'll look at us like we're a bunch of domesticated animals. And that may seem like a crazy thought. That might seem completely insane to the average person that's listening to this. Okay? But when you consider the advances in technology that have taken place over the past 10 years and 15 years, I mean, 10 years ago, email was relatively new to the general public. Video sharing and actually having your own TV station out there on the internet was considered, I mean, it just wasn't foreseen. So when we talk about how there might be a worldwide mind system, how there might be robots that become smarter than human beings, that you might be able to plug into this matrix-like virtual reality, this sounds really far out there, but it really isn't when you consider Moore's Law and you consider that technology has doubled at least over the past 18 months. Every 18 months that pass, technology doubles. And as a result of that, we're going to get to the point where these things will be possible. And it's really a question of if us as humans have the moral character and the spiritual character to use this technology for good, or if it gets in the hands of a tiny elite, what are they going to do with it? And if the New World Order, if these people get a hold of this technology, this is going to be bad news for everybody, because they will definitely use it to either kill off the rest of the population, or they will use it for their own nefarious purposes, whatever that may be. That's why you see all this propaganda in different films and movies, science fiction movies and films. I was watching this one film, Stealth. It's a horrible movie. It wasn't very good, but it was on TV the other day, I think over the weekend. I was flipping through the channels, I came across it, and it showed, I mean, just blatant propaganda, this whole film. Basically, it showed this squadron of futuristic aircraft. All right, it took place sometime in the near future. You have these futuristic aircraft, one of which is driven by artificial intelligence. And the craft that's driven by artificial intelligence, it starts to learn. And it starts to get out of control of the humans. And then it starts attacking different targets on its own without taking orders from the humans. And of course, just for added propaganda purposes, they're attacking targets in Central Asia. Oh, this squadron, they go over the world fighting terrorists and dropping bombs on the terrorists. You know, just tied right into all the propaganda they're trying to put out. But this is the type of stuff they're putting in films, which leads me to believe, based upon past history, because you look at the science fiction movies of the 1970s, 1980s, you see these films, and they are a pretty good representation of a lot of stuff that we have seen come to fruition. The Running Man is a perfect example. The media in this country is just like the network is in the film The Running Man. It's no different. So you have all these people trying to hack into the network and broadcast the truth. Well, that's what we're trying to do here. We're trying to break through this wall of censorship and spin and lies. That's what we're trying to do here. We're the resistance. And the network, they're the enemy, because they're brainwashing everybody with lies, propaganda, half-truths, and a lot of bullcrap. So a lot of what we have seen in The Running Man has actually come true today. And they're setting up a police state. We're on the brink of an economic collapse. They're doing all of this stuff. And The Running Man is depicting a future 10 years from now. So 10 years from now, I wouldn't be surprised if we see a world almost exactly like The Running Man shows in the movie. You know, it's a scary thought, but I think that's kind of where we're headed. But anyway, I could go on and on talking about the futurists, the transhumanists, and all these people that are into all this weird stuff. Suffice to say, if the New World Order takes control of this technology, they get a hold of this life extension technology, the robotics, the artificial intelligence, and all this other stuff, they are going to use it for all sorts of nefarious purposes. I mean, you can look at what they're doing now. They're poisoning the water supply with fluoride. There was a report that just came out a few days ago talking about how the British want to mandate fluoride usage in all of the nation's water supply for the most part. They just want to poison the British population with this fluoride. And it's proven that it's a poison. The Nazis used it in the concentration camps where all the Jews were. They used it so they would create a docile group of people. All right, do you honestly think they gave fluoride to the Jews in the concentration camps because it would help keep their teeth clean? I mean, give me a break. And you see all the genetically modified foods. You see all that stuff that they're pushing to the marketplace. I mean, for Pete's sake, they have aspartame in the diet sodas. Do you think that's healthy for you? It's awful. These people are trying to poison us, and it's being done by design. So if they get their hands on more advanced technology that makes our roles in society useless, what will they need us for? They look at us like we're human resources. They look at us like we're serfs, like we're slaves. That's how these people think. And they will have no problem whatsoever, slowly or, if they're impatient, just rapidly killing us off. And it's hard to believe, but these people, they're insanely evil, they're psychopaths, and I have no doubt in my mind that they would try to do something like this. Anyway, let's get on and let's move on and cover some of our news. Let's cover some more conventional news, since I kind of went off on a tangent about futurist and transhumanist and all this technology that's coming down the pipe. Let's talk about the news that came out from the Mitt Romney camp today. And I'm sure everybody's aware of what happened. Mitt Romney announced that he is dropping out of the race and he's suspending the campaign. Clearly, the establishment wants to have John McCain as the Republican nominee. I'm sure Romney was pressured to drop out, but it doesn't matter. You know, the elections themselves are completely rigged. They can't be trusted because of these electronic voting machines. There's no transparency in the process. So I don't buy the fact that John McCain got the most votes. I don't buy the fact that Mitt Romney got the second most amount of votes or delegates or whatever metric you want to use to judge how well these candidates did. And it's ridiculous. How can all these conservatives possibly vote for John McCain? I'm talking about the people who are still caught in this left-right paradigm that's totally false. How can you honestly vote for John McCain when he wants to be in Iraq for 100 years, which will completely bankrupt this nation? I mean, it's already bankrupt, but it's just not even feasible. He wants to be in Iraq for 100 years. He voted for the McCain-Feingold bill, and his name is on the bill. He'll get that thing all pushed through, which is another piece of socialism that has circumvented our electoral process in this country. He's pro-amnesty. He supported this bill that would have allowed all these legal aliens to enter the United States and stay here. This guy is the furthest thing from a conservative. He's also a criminal. He was involved with the Keating 5 scandal. There's all sorts of reports stating that during his time in Vietnam, that he wasn't tortured, that he was actually taken to a luxury hotel, and he gave the Vietnamese all this information. I mean, the guy is basically a traitor. He's a criminal, he's a traitor, but yet the media, they just hype up this whole thing, this whole myth, that John McCain is this great war hero, POW. And he's pro-military, when he's anything but pro-military. The guy is a sick joke. Anyway, we're about to break. But I just don't know how anybody could have voted for John McCain. And that's why I think these voting results of him winning all these states is a bunch of crap. We'll be back on our side and we'll get into this a little bit more. Stay tuned.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. And before the break, we're talking about the Mitt Romney campaign and how Mitt Romney has decided that he's going to hang it up. He's no longer going to be running for president. And, of course, he's going to throw all of his support behind John McCain. It's a sick joke. Okay, you know, John McCain, out of everybody that was running, was probably one of the worst choices. I'd say him and Giuliani. You know, at least Romney and Huckabee. As bad as they are, they're not as bad as John McCain or Rudy Giuliani are. You know, so, but of course, you know, the establishment is purposely putting John McCain out there because he has all this baggage behind him. He most certainly can be blackmailed. He's going to do whatever they tell him to do. But of course, the plan is not to elect John McCain as the next president. They need somebody to be a loser to Hillary Clinton in the general election. And John McCain fits the mold perfectly. It's the same thing as Bob Dole back in 1996. It's the same deal. There's no difference. Bob Dole ran a horrible campaign. It was done that way by design. And this is going to be no different. You have conservative pundits like Ann Coulter coming out and saying that I'm going to support Hillary Clinton over John McCain because Hillary Clinton is more conservative. They're trying to divide the conservative base so that the conservative base doesn't come out and vote for John McCain, so Hillary Clinton wins by default. Look, these people are in power and in charge for a reason. They are very smart. They know what they're doing. But the problem is that through the mass media complex, these people have managed to brainwash a large number of people into thinking that they actually have a choice in these elections. Look, there are no choices. The only choice was Ron Paul. And clearly, it doesn't look like he's going to win the Republican nomination based upon the fact that you had the Super Tuesday results and you had all the primaries and caucuses with the rigged electronic voting machines, the rigged scanning machines. The whole thing's a sham. It can't be trusted. And I know Ron Paul had more support than the primary results showed. I don't think there's any question about that. So, yeah, we could try to hope for a broker convention, but at this point, you know, that just looks like a pipe dream. You know, if this thing is to continue, I think Ron Paul needs to seriously consider announcing an independent run for president and to get a jump ahead of this whole thing as quickly as possible, because they're going to put up as many roadblocks as they can in front of him. They're going to try to make sure that he doesn't get invited to the debates. He's going to need a 15% or higher percentage in the polls. If he doesn't get that, then they're not going to allow him into the debates. They're going to pull all sorts of dirty tricks because they want it to be between two establishment cronies, Hillary Clinton and John McCain. And Hillary Clinton and John McCain, they get along just fine. I mean, this campaign is going to be a joke. It's obviously going to be rigged for Hillary Clinton. They've been socially engineering us for a female president for 3 years now. You heard that Gina Davis show on ABC with a female president. Are you telling me that that wasn't put in there by design? Give me a break. And Hillary Clinton always said, oh, no, I have no plans to run for president. Give me a break. She's been thinking about this since 2000. Probably even before that. So, but anyway, back to Mitt Romney. The reason why he dropped out is so he can throw his full support behind John McCain. I'm sure he got a phone call from a number of people saying, hey, look, John McCain is the chosen one. We're sorry, but you're not going to be the Republican nominee. So we highly recommend that you suspend your campaign for president and you put your full support behind John McCain. It's crazy. The whole thing is staged. None of this is even real, as far as I'm concerned, because Ron Paul had the most grassroots support out of any of these candidates. And I know for a fact he got more support and more votes than what they're showing. I don't think there's any doubt about that. So the electoral process has just been turned into a complete circus. You know, I mean, there's not really much else to say about it. And what else do you want me to say? The whole thing's rigged. It's completely rigged. What we need to do is we just need to have a freedom message. And I think Ron Paul should run as an independent just to have that freedom message out there, regardless of what these hacks in the corporate-controlled press decide to do. Whatever the establishment decides to do, so what? At least we'd have a continuing campaign for freedom, and not only that, but we'd get all the troops behind him again. Because, you know, I look on the message boards and everywhere else, and everybody looks depressed. You know, but, I mean, we're going against the establishment. They have rigged voting machines. The media is completely biased. You know, there's a lot of roadblocks that were put in front of the Ron Paul campaign. And it was to be expected, unfortunately. It was to be expected. But the one thing that I'm definitely going to do in the general election, regardless of if Ron Paul runs as an independent or not, I'm going to write in Ron Paul. Because there aren't any other choices. What, are you going to vote for Hillary Clinton, who wants to bomb Iran and wants to bring in all this socialism with universal health care so they can bring in their mass eugenics programs? You're going to vote for John McCain, who wants a 100-year war in Iraq? That's pro-amnesty? I mean, there's no choice there. They're all the same. One offers one new world order. The other offers another new world order. It's just a different type of new world order. They just pursue different objectives on both sides of the phony political paradigm. We have to break. We'll be back on the other side. More news. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible.
Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Sorry, welcome back to the show. A lot more news to get into, but you know, just to reiterate about this whole John McCain, Hillary Clinton thing. The bottom line is, in case you're just tuning in, I know a lot of you out there already know this, but there is no difference between the Republican Party and the Democrat Party. You're going to get John McCain, and he's going to push for New World Order policies on one side of the fence, and then you have Hillary Clinton, who's going to push for another set of New World Order policies. Neither of these people are for freedom, believe in the Constitution, and believe in liberty. None of them do. Just look at their actions. Don't listen to what they have to say. Just look at what they've done. These people are fascist, socialist, collectivist, whatever term you want to call it. That's what they are. The only person in that whole presidential race that actually stood for freedom, that stood for liberty, was Ron Paul. And the media, they did everything they could to blacklist him. It's such a joke. I can't believe people just don't see this. What is the matter with you people out there? Don't you like freedom? Don't you like the Constitution? Don't you like not having the government bother you with all this crap? Now, you're listening to a guy who doesn't even think we should have driver's licenses. Yet they're pushing this whole national ID card scheme, which is going to be turned into a North American Union ID card scheme, which is going to be turned into a world ID system. I'm not for any of this crap. It's garbage. You think driver's licenses have actually prevented accidents from happening? You think they've actually kept the roads safer? Of course not. The whole program's a huge failure. So why do we continue to have it? The answer is simple. Because it serves as a way to track people. Just like this Social Security system. Everybody's a number. Isn't that fantastic? Oh, but it's all for the greater good because you get to get Social Security when you become 65 years old. Well, maybe if you let me keep the money that you're stealing from me that gets put into the Social Security system, I'd be able to take care of myself a lot better. Instead of having the government take my money and then have the government say, oh, we're going to spend this money on something else. We're going to spend it on a few more bombs to drop over in Iraq. I mean, the insanity is just off the charts. It's craziness. I just don't understand how people can continue to be caught in this whole paradigm. It's been made painfully obvious over the past 4 years. I mean, okay, let's look at it from this angle. You have the Democrats that were brought into office in 2006 to stop the war. What have they done? Well, now we have more troops in Iraq. They haven't done anything to stop the funding. They keep passing all of these big budget spending bills for the Pentagon and the Defense Department. They've done absolutely nothing to stop the war. It's all lip service. It's all theater. They've done nothing. And you look at what the Republicans have done. Between 2004 and 2006, what did they do? They spent all sorts of money putting through all these big government programs. It's a complete and total joke. They're doing the exact opposite of what their bases want them to do. And there are so many people out there that just don't understand this. It's maddening. I mean, what is the matter with you people out there? Don't you like freedom? I mean, honestly. Whatever, let's get to some news. Otherwise, I'll just rant on and on for the next 20 minutes about that. Let me see what we have here. Oh, yeah, government orders water meters in homes. Here's a good one from the Daily Mail. Water meters should be installed in virtually every home in drought-stricken areas of England to conserve water, Environment Secretary Hilary Benn said today. The government is also to undertake a review of water charges across the country, including metering and tariffs, in a bid to reduce water usage and ensure a fair payment system. Mr. Benn said there was a need for near-universal metering by 2030 in areas with severe water shortages, such as the Southeast. Well, hey, in California, they want to actually control the thermostats in your home, so I guess these water meters over in the United Kingdom, I guess that makes perfect sense. What, is the government going to control everything in your home at this point? Or are they going to control the amount of water you use in your toilet? The amount of water you use when you take a shower? What else are they going to control? How much electricity you use? Oh, because it's contributing to global warming? Which is a fraud in and of itself? It's completely insane. And literally every day, there is at least one or two stories like this coming out of the United Kingdom. That place is a total police state. Total nanny state. I don't know how anybody can live there. Here's another one. Spies mine YouTube for intelligence. This one's from Wired. Wired.com. A leading admiral once said that his best source of intelligence was the TV. Now a top spy says there's important information to be found on YouTube videos. And then it goes on to say, the Open Source Center, an arm of the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, provides foreign media reporting and analysis to policymakers, government institutions, and strategic partners, its website explains. That media has typically included openly available information, including the internet, databases, press, radio, TV, video, geospatial data, photos, and commercial imagery. After all, the vast majority of valuable intelligence the spies tell us isn't hidden in some secret filing cabinet. It is out in the public sphere. Well, that's absolutely true, because a lot of this stuff that we come across in the pager community is publicly available information pertaining to the New World Order and the system that they're trying to set up. But the corporate control press doesn't pay attention to the majority of it. So it's up to us to report on it. But this is really interesting. It goes on to say, we're looking now at YouTube, which carries some unique and honest-to-goodness intelligence. We're looking at chat rooms and things that didn't even exist 5 years ago. And when you consider that these people have openly admitted that they're spying on Americans, they're data mining, they're doing all this stuff, they are searching YouTube to find out who the potential enemies are against the government, which could mean U.S. citizens. And it's clear that they are targeting U.S. citizens through this homegrown terrorism bill, H.R. 1955, that got passed 404-6 in the House, and is now in the Senate under Senate Bill 1959. It's a thought crimes bill. It specifically targets U.S. citizens. Homegrown terrorism. I mean, this is the type of system they're trying to set up. A system that is totally policed. A technological police state where they mine all sorts of data. They tap your phone calls. This is the society that they're trying to create. But anyway, I'm told we have a phone call, so let's get to the phones. Richie in Louisiana, you're on the air.
Hey, Lee. Quite shocking, some of your observations this evening. Something you said a moment ago just happens to be, I was watching this movie tonight, The Matrix, for the first time. I've heard about it for 10 years, and this is the first time I've really seen it. And when you made the observation earlier about, because I'm in the same incredulous state about how people can't understand Ron Paul's message. In The Matrix, the guy says, Morpheus says, we don't take people out of their tube after a certain age because they just become so dependent upon the system that they wouldn't believe it, they don't understand, and they'd fight you for your own freedom. And I don't know who wrote this movie, but they really have an insight into the human psyche and the whole totalitarian mindset.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And the Matrix films, it's interesting because the first Matrix film, it's hard to believe.
Yeah,
that movie
is
now 9 years old.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's 9 years old. And you know, it's really crazy because that whole Matrix system that they show in the movie, I mean, DARPA, they're already coming up with plans for a hive mind system similar to what you see in the Matrix.
Well, I was just looking at it as the metaphor, not the reality that they fly around in space, but just the whole concept of it, where the system is the Matrix, and the people are just in a dream, and they go to work, and they pay the tax, and they go watch the football game, and they're happy with their community like it is, and they go get their driver's license and their Social Security card, and they're tied into this Matrix and don't even realize they're slaves.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, what they do is they sell freedom as something that isn't even freedom. It's really slavery. The
right.
fact that we have to pay 30% of our money to an income tax that goes to a private central bank, I mean, that's partial enslavement, if not total enslavement, when you consider this grid they're trying to put up around us. But people think they're free because they can go watch a football game and buy a six-pack of beer. It's
right.
madness.
They think they're free because they have the ability to download porn off their internet. And that's freedom of speech. While the real freedom of speech to criticize your government is being curtailed with the likes of this McCain-Feingold Act, et cetera. And this phony, do you know who who this guy Juan Hernandez is?
I think I've heard about him. Doesn't he have something to do with Mexico or something like that?
He's a dual citizen that was on the Presidente Fox's committee, and you'll see him on these cable shows all the time. He's the guy with the beard and the little Van Dyke mustache with his hair slicked back. And he's always, oh, my friend, these wonderful people that you must treat with respect, and they just want to come here to help us. And it's some of the biggest propaganda lie that you've ever heard on the television. And this man, who is a total open border reconquista, is John McCain's Latino outreach committee.
Yeah, it's all garbage. I mean, basically, they want to set up a North American union, and this is just all propaganda in order for them to succeed in getting their North American union. I mean, one of the things that I'm seeing is everything referred to as North American this or North American that, or companies are referring to, oh, we have a vice president of North American operations. You know, that's slowly starting to come to the lexicon. I'm not sure if you've noticed it, but I'm starting to notice a lot of that.
No, I haven't noticed that particular phraseology, but I have noticed that, and I believe, you know, it's just a matter of time. Unless there's something violent and really revolutionary, we've lost this one, and the immigration is just not going to be fixed. Whoever wins this election will force amnesty down our throats. That's going to add 40 to 50 million new foreigners to America. The idea of being an American is just going to be, it's going to be whatever you want it to be. And I think it's too late for this freedom message to really be able to be assimilated throughout America. I don't think people want to hear it, for one thing, and it's just there's not enough time to get it out there.
Yeah, there's no doubt that we're running out of time. I totally agree with you. Anything else that's on your mind, Richie?
Other than the only way to really break free from the matrix is to get on your knees and pray to the Creator and pray that you're worthy to be in His kingdom, because that's the only answer, and it's all written in the book of Revelation, and I'll leave you with that thought, Lee.
All right, thanks for the call, Richie. I appreciate it. Lots of good points. Yeah, I mean, man, I mean, you know, it's just extremely frustrating. You know, it's extremely frustrating because we may very well be too late with this message. And, you know, it's just awful to think that that might be the case. But I'm looking at all this technology that these people are setting up, okay, with the RFID chips. You have all the surveillance cameras. You have the data mining that they're doing. All this stuff that they're doing, they're doing it for a purpose. They are doing it to enslave us. This is a technological enslavement grid they're setting up. They're trying to set up a cashless society. And, you know, it's really interesting. This whole fair tax thing that Huckabee and all these phony conservatives are pushing, this national sales tax, that's just an excuse to ensure that we have a cashless society grid so that all of these different transactions are tracked. All right? It has nothing to do with, oh, we'll get rid of the IRS, the income tax, and then we'll have the sales tax. Do you think they're really going to do that? No, the sales tax, the national sales tax, would be an excuse to introduce a standardized system that would track all of your transactions. And there are higher-ups at Visa that have actually said that their aim is to have a cashless society by 2012. And guess what? We're only 4 years away from that. And that's why you see every McDonald's, every Burger King, Wendy's, you name it. That's why they all have credit cards now. They're trying to change our society to be a society that operates entirely off of cashless credits. The cashless society grid, where there's no cash, no coins. You just have digital credits, and that's it. And then once they have that, then they're going to integrate that into a microchip system, where you got to take the chip, otherwise you can't participate in society. That is what these people are trying to do. Let me go on, and let me cover some more news. Only got a few minutes left before the break, but let's try to dive right into some of this stuff. Let's see here. Russia threatens nuclear strike from the American Free Press. Recent statements coming from one of Russia's highest-ranking military commanders indicate that America and Israel plan to go ahead with war on Iran despite the release of the National Intelligence Estimate late last year. Russia's military chief of staff, General Yuri... Oh, well, I'm going to butch this. Balyevsky... I think that's how you pronounce it, threatened the use of nuclear weapons in case of major threat. He said that although they have no plans of attacking anyone, they nevertheless consider it necessary for everyone around the world community to clearly understand that to defend the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Russia and its allies, military forces will be used, including preventively the use of nuclear weapons. You know, this whole thing is ratcheting up. But really, for people like Brzezinski, the end game is Russia. These people want to go into Central Asia, get the resources there. Afghanistan, Iran, and Iraq, these are just stepping stones to get into Central Asia where there's a ton of resources. Okay? Like I was saying before, that movie Stealth. Oh, well, we're attacking targets in Tajikistan and in Central Asia. All propaganda. Because that is where these people want to go. They want to go into Central Asia. That's where the resources are. But this is very, very bad news that we're seeing Russia being forced to actually come out with this type of rhetoric. But do you know what? I mean, we're in their backyard. They're not over here. We're in their backyard. There's a big difference. And that's what people don't seem to understand. See what our news that we have here. I'm trying to go through the list. Police swab mouths to probe for serial killer. And this is in the Daytona Beach, Florida, from the local news station down there, local6.com website. And police officers in Daytona Beach are actually swabbing the mouths of people of interest during traffic stops with special DNA kits. Because they're hunting for an elusive serial killer, if you can believe this. So they're just going around and they're stopping people of interest without a warrant, and they're just saying, oh, you have to submit to these DNA tests. Yeah, that's freedom right there. More freedom. And there's so much freedom in America, you know, I can't even keep track. Of course, I'm being sarcastic. There's no freedom in America anymore. In case you've noticed, there is any freedom. There's none. It's all an illusion. Oh, yeah, you know, I can go buy a six-pack of beer. I can go to Pizza Hut. Yeah, I'm free. Well, you're not free. It's a lie. But we're up against a break. We'll be back on our side, and we'll cover some more news this last segment, as well as get to a few phone calls. Stay tuned right here on RBN.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. Okay, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
All right, welcome back to the show. Only got a few minutes in this last segment, so I just want to cover these two news stories real quick. Then we're going to get to Leo and Mass. But let me just go over this one story real quick. I wanted to cover this yesterday. I didn't get a chance to. Department of Homeland Security ponders real ID rules for cold medicine. From the UK Register, a senior U.S. Department of Homeland Security official has floated the idea of requiring citizens to produce federally compliant identification before purchasing some over-the-counter medicines. And it goes on and on. And again, this is the establishment's attempt to use the Real ID system and integrate it into this whole cashless society mechanism that they're trying to form. All right? That's why they're floating these ideas. I mean, it's ridiculous that you're going to have to require people to produce an ID card to purchase over-the-counter medicine. I mean, it's insane. But it's all part of a control grid. And that's what these people are trying to set up. I also have this clip here that I meant to play earlier in the show, but let me just play it. Of course, Willie Nelson came out and said that he questions the official story of 9/11. So Bill O'Reilly had a few things to say about that. Let me play that clip. Here it is.
Next tonight, starring Willie Nelson and me. Uh-oh.
Right back.
Time now for Pinhead and Patriots. I, your humble correspondent, am the Patriot tonight. I know that doesn't sound humble, but hear me out. For the past few years, the Scripps Howard News Agency has run an article where famous people picked the Super Bowl winner. Right now, I have the longest running streak in the country. Five straight picked correctly. So, in the Super Bowl predicting category, I'm a Patriot. I just wish I could pick political races as well. On the Pinhead front, we are on the road again with Willie Nelson. The 74-year-old singer counts himself among the 9/11 conspiracy nuts.
What's your take on 9/11? Do you question the official story?
I certainly do, and I saw those towers fall, and I've seen an implosion in Las Vegas. There was too much similarities between the two. And then I saw the building fall. It didn't get hit by nothing. So, you know, how naive are we? Or, you know, what do they think we'll go for?
Good grief, Pinhead.
Right, that's a real intelligent argument from Bill O'Reilly. Doesn't get any facts, just calls him a pinhead. Completely ridiculous. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to Leo in Mass. Leo, how are you doing?
All right. Lee, you sound like you're having a bit of a problem dealing with the inactivity of the people. And I began to think about it a lot. And I think that they kind of know what's happening, and they just don't know how to grab it. And I guess our job, if we accept to do it, is to show them in little ways, you know, like the whole sucker is sort of semi-hidden from the majority of the people. And I guess all we can do is just point it out to everyone we know and whatever, how the game is being played. It's a slow cook frog game, you know. And they just have to be conscious of it somehow. It's hard. But, you know, it's not going to be easy.
Yeah, I mean, my concern is that we're just running out of time. You know, we need to wake up as many people as possible.
See, I think for this battle, yeah. Yeah, we're running out of time for this battle. But, you see, Dr. Paul has really gotten people off on a idea, and I think that keeping the people together and keeping the motion happening, saying, okay, so, you know, you lose one round, still more rounds, is the way to go, because it's a slow, steady pressure that changes things. There is no magic bullet, even though we're all looking for the magic bullet.
Yeah, I hear you, Leo, and we're just out of time. We're just out of time, but I appreciate the phone call. Folks, check out my website, roguegarment.com. You know, I'll be back tomorrow, and we'll do this again. And, you know, just get out there and fight the New World Order. Fight these people. Rick Adams is next. Take it easy. With